雖然而家呢個世界好似一個地球村，我哋去一個地方咧，24小時就可以去到啦。
Even though the world is like a village, and it, when we travel by plane, we usually can get to a destination within 24 hours.
但係同時，我哋都發覺有好多不確定嘅因素影響我哋生兒育女。
There are so many factors that which affect our bearing, wanting to bear a child.
但聖經創世記一開始，神創造咗天地，就吩咐世人要生養眾多。
When God created heaven and earth, God commands to mankind was that you have to multiply and fill the earth.
佢祝福亞當嘅時候咧，叫佢生養眾多，遍滿地面。
And he blessed Adam and asked Adam to be prosperous and fill the world.
咁詩篇127篇第三節都話俾我知，兒女係神所賜嘅產業。
And Psalm 127 it says that children are a heritage from God.
所以生兒育女係一個神嘅心意。
To have children is actually God's desire.
但是我们在这个世代里面，我们发觉后生仔女都不是很愿意结婚生仔。
And we notice that nowadays the young people, they do not want to get married, they do not want to have children.
包括是基督徒在内。
Including Christians.
因为很多现实的环境好像不是能够许可他们这样做。
And it might be because of circumstances that we are facing that it does not allow them to do so.
神就藉著呢個故事，撒拉嘅生仔嘅故事，提醒我哋一啲嘢。
And God used the story of Sarah to remind us something.
我哋要首先要記住，我哋要謙卑喺神嘅面前，求取神嘅帶領。
First, we need to remember that we need to humble before God so that He can lead us.
好讓將我哋一切嘅掛慮咧交俾神。
So that we can lift up all our worries unto Him.
藉著禱告、感恩、祈求，嚟到向神嚟到祈禱。
It is through prayer, thanksgiving, and supplications to get to God.
第二咧，我哋都要明白，我哋有好多錯失，好多時候並冇按照神嘅心意嚟到做人做事。
Secondly, we need to realize that a lot of times we make mistakes.And we do not do things according to His will.
我哋就好怕咧，將呢啲嘅惡性循環傳咗俾下一代。
We are afraid that by what we did, that will actually be picked up by the next generations.
但係記住，神同人嘅關係係個人嘅關係。
We need to remember that the relationship between God and man is a personal relationship.
所以仔女大咗，佢哋必须要向神负责。
And when your children, when they grow up, they need to be accountable to God themselves.
我哋嘅角色就系要好好做属灵嘅榜样，并且为佢哋祈祷。
And our role is to be a spiritual example and remember to pray for them.
更加藉著神俾我哋嘅話語嚟到去倚靠神。
And through the word of God to remember that we need to rely on God.
天天為我哋嘅下一代嚟到祈禱。
That we remember to pray for our next generation daily.
並且咧，我將我哋嘅呢個生命咧，能夠活喺仔女嘅面前。
That we will live a life before our children.
但是究竟有没有作用呢?
But is it working?
我们就看一看下面，从撒拉的身上，我们学习一个信心的功课。
Let's look at what happened to Sarah, and then hopefully we can learn something.
这个是我们在美国生活呢，我们时时都会听到一句说话。May I have a pleasure, 或者是 it's a pleasure talking to you. 即是说我们很荣幸能够跟你见面，大家交谈。
The word pleasure usually appears in our conversation in the United States.
但是今天呢，我们人对人呢，起初呢，都还可以彼此客气的交谈，但是深交了之后呢，就开始那个关系就不再一样。
And oftentimes it is okay in the beginning of a relationship, but after we get to know one another, something changes.
所以我們這些以後講到人際關係，我們會提一提。
And as we talk about the interpersonal relationship, then we will talk about that later.
但這個在創世記18章裡面的記載，就講到天使來到亞伯拉罕的家，就應許他的太太撒拉必定會生一個兒子。
In Genesis 18, it talks about angels came to Abraham and was telling him that God will give him a son.
但是当时的环境，亚伯拉罕和撒拉已经是年纪老迈了。
And during that time, Abraham and Sarah, they were old.
圣经讲得很清楚，月经都断了，怎么可能生子呢？
Sarah has stopped the period, and then how can she bear a child again?
这样的情况之下，这件事在人的看法来说，这是不可能的事。
So from a human point of view, this is an impossible thing.
这件事是圣经说的是一个喜事，为什么会叫喜事呢？
The Bible said that this is actually a pleasurable thing. Why is it such a pleasurable thing?
如果有圣经，你可以打开创世记第17章的时候，神已经跟亚伯拉罕讲过这件事。
And if you have your Bible, you can turn to Genesis chapter 17. God actually had told Abraham something in that chapter.
15-21节里面，其中有一段，第17节，是记载一个亚伯拉罕的态度。
And in verses 15 and so, it actually expressed the attitude of Abraham.
他的反应，听到神说他要赐给他生一个儿子的时候呢， 第17节说他喜笑。
And in verse 17, that Abraham actually think that it is a good thing that God will give him a child.
他当时他趴在地上，心里跟自己说，一边说，一边有这个圣经形容他在笑。
And the Bible said that he actually laughed when God told him that he's going to have a child next year.
刚才我们读18章的时候，亦都看到撒拉听到这个，说自己有喜，他自己都会暗笑。
And even in chapter 18, what we read, Sarah also laughed after she heard this news.
笑这个字呢，是有个意思的，在希伯来文是有一个字，是形容笑的。
There's a word in Hebrew which expresses the word laugh.
大家知不知是哪个字啊？
Do you know what that word is?
就是以撒。
Isaac.
Isaac这个字呢，读起上来是 Isaac， 但是希伯来人呢，一听呢，即是说笑的意思。
And when the Hebrews, when they heard the word Isaac, it means laugh.
所以这个笑呢，我们可以讲一堂道的。
Even with the word laugh, you can preach a whole sermon.
大家喜不喜欢笑啊？
Do you like to laugh?
笑给我看啊。
You can try laughing.
即刻有人笑了。你发觉呢，笑呢是有传染的。
You know that laugh sometimes is contagious.
你笑得越大声，旁边的人开始笑了。
And if you laugh out loud, and then people who are around you, they will start to laugh as well.
这个做父亲的笑先。
The father start laughing first.
这个太太撒拉亦都是跟着笑。
And then the wife Sarah laugh afterward.
所以神呢就藉着佢哋呢个喜乐呢种笑呢，嚟到成为佢哋个仔嘅名就系以撒。
And God made use of their laugh and gave them a son, Isaac.
而呢个 Isaac 呢个字呢，佢哋每一次叫个仔嘅时候呢，就叫喜事啊，有喜啊喜咁样叫佢。
It's like every time when they call out the name of the son, it's like a joyful thing.
所以同样我们今日传福音，好多时候虽然是叫做福音，但是我们好多时候是笑不出来的。
So sometimes when we try to share the good news with others, but a lot of times we don't tell it or just do not smile or laugh about it.
所以我们传福音应该带着一个喜乐的心，因为神是赐福给我们了。
When we share the gospel with others, we should be sharing it with joy.
最大的一个福音，最大的喜事就是神的儿子耶稣基督居然可以进入我的心，做我个人的主和救主。
And the most joyful things would be that Jesus, who is the creator of heaven and earth, will be able to enter into my heart to be my savior.
所以神在第十八章出现在撒拉的面前，就是好像教导他怎样做一个跟随神的门徒。
And when God appeared before Sarah, it is actually like that he wanted to disciple Sarah.
好让他能够有信心。
So that she can have faith.
将他们的盼望能够放在神的身上。
So that they will lift up all their hopes into the hands of God.
我们不知道究竟撒拉为什么是对于这个生育呢，会有这个的好像喜笑，听起上来呢，是一种并不是相信那种的喜笑。
Even though that we don't understand why Sarah was kind of like laugh in the sense of like mocking, is not believing that she is going to have a child.
十七章咧亦都讲到亚伯拉罕佢自己做爸爸嘅，谂到自己一百岁咧会做老豆啊。
Chapter 17, and Abraham himself has gone through that. He doesn't think that he will become a father when he is 100 years old.
所以这种笑法呢，我相信我们很多都很了解为什么会笑。
Then perhaps we can understand the way that they laugh.
因为我们用人 的常理来去判断神的工作。
A lot of times we use human nature, our ability to kind of determine what God can do.
所以神呢也都很明白人那种的心理。
But God understand how we think.
但我们再仔细去看撒拉和亚伯拉罕是十一章的时候已经呼召了他们。
And we look at it a little bit more closely, is that in Genesis chapter 11, God already called Abraham.
从第十一到到十八节，十八章到到十八章，他们已经经历了神那种丰富的带领。
And throughout chapter 11 through 18, that Abraham had experienced the guidance of God.
所以撒拉是知道神的存在。
Sarah knew the existence of God.
他也都知道神的在他们生命里面做了很多神迹奇事。
They understand that God had done a lot of great things in their lives.
所以他们应该要很有信心，相信神应许他们会生仔，他们应该去接受，去相信。
Therefore, they ought to believe that God will be able to give them a son.
在我牧会的过程里面，我都是误解了这一段的经文。
During my pastoral ministry, I had misunderstood this scripture.
就好像撒拉经过了十一章到十八章，我们应该有这个信心，相信神呢会赐给他生一个仔。
And after going through what's explained in chapter 11 through 18, Sarah ought to believe God can give her a son.
按照道理，做了牧师三十年了，应该很有经验打理一间教会。
And it is reasonable to expect a pastor who has been pastoring for 30 years to be able to take care of the church.
样样嘢都应该以前都斗过晒噶啦。
And he ought to encounter all these different circumstances.
应该很有信心牧养教会。
And this pastor ought to have a lot of faith to lead the church.
但是在事实摆在我们眼前。
But reality sets in.
很多的牧师也都因为自以为有信心，结果是失败了。
A lot of the pastors think that they are able because of their own capability, but yet in the end they fail.
撒拉佢自以为认识咗神。
Sarah thought that she knew God.
但系当有呢个神迹要临到佢身上嘅时候，佢竟然好似并唔系我哋想象中嘅真系相信。
But when this miracle is about to be happening in Sarah's life, she turned out that she does not believe.
所以大家读呢段圣经咧，会有两个谂法。
So there are two thoughts from the scriptures.
第一个是一种暗笑，是不相信的一种的笑。
The first kind of laugh is a laughing in the sense that of unbelief.
但是如果我们读仔细读圣经十一到十八章都有这样讲的时候，他这个喜笑，这个暗笑应该是相信的笑。
But because of what they have went through in 11 through chapter 11 through 18, they ought to laugh in the sense that they are believing.
所以这个究竟撒拉是真的有信心，定还是没有信心，就是大家在神的面前的认知。
Then perhaps you can determine yourself that whether Sarah believed God at that time when she heard that she's going to have a child.
但是我们仔细再读落在下面的经文，我们知道呢事情呢就不是这样，因为神自己亲口说，在我里面岂有难成的事吗？
Later on, God says that there's no difficult things in me.
他这样说意思就是说，撒拉你笑就是因为觉得这件是难成的事。
And the way that God responded, it was all because that Sarah laughed and she didn't think that what God said will come true.
就算我们很有经验去跟神建立一个关系，都不一定觉得有事干发生是要有信心去回应。
Sometimes even when we have close relationship with God and when we encounter circumstances, it does not necessarily mean that we will have faith.
我们时时都会讨论一些事，哎呀，这个不可能发生的。
Sometimes we just say that, oh, this is impossible.
甚至有时我们会听到一些医生都会承认，这件真是一个神迹，即是只有神能够做得到，否则呢，你这个病不可能医得好。
We heard a lot of doctors have mixed statements like, oh, this is truly a miracle. There is no way that you can get healed by this.
我们在教会认识上神，经历神很多的恩典，但是我们到遇到事干的时候，我们仍然是摇头，不得的，这样做不行的，这样。
We seems like we know God and be based on what we experience in Him, but yet when we encounter difficulties, we just keep saying that, no, this is not possible.
撒拉在这件事上，我们就会看见，他是一个非常之，真的神很祝福的一个才女。
We see that God really blessed Sarah.
因为她 Sarah 这个名是叫公主的意思，意思就是说她不单只有这个尊贵的身份，一定是很漂亮。
And the name Sarah represents princess. It means that she must be pretty and she is very prestige.
而且她不只是靓到呢，当她们拿埃及的时候，法老都看上眼，要接她，娶她为妻的。
We can kind of see that when they went to Egypt, King Pharaoh wanted to take Sarah as his wife.
你记住啊，嗰阵时撒拉几多岁啊？
Do you remember how old Sarah was at that time?
大家记唔记得亚伯拉罕离开哈兰嘅时候佢几多岁啊？
Do you remember how old Abraham was when he left Haran?
几多岁啊？七十五。
75。
太太差十岁。
And the wife is 10 years younger.
所以太太几多岁啊？六十五啊。
Oh, so wife is 65 years old.
你自己叫下快镜。啊？竟然法老王三只猫入眼娶佢为妻嗰阵。
So even that at that age, the king Pharaoh wanted to take Sarah as his wife.
唔单止埃及嗰个人睇上佢。
not only the people in Egypt was have their eyes on Sarah.
在迦南的亞比米勒又是一樣看上去。
And the Abimelech in Canaan also has his eye on Sarah.
神的應許真是很奇妙的。
God's promise is very amazing.
因為神就在夢中罵法老， 你不要惹他， 否則你不行， 警告法老的。
God warned Pharaoh that you don't take this woman as your wife.
他去到亞比米勒那裡， 亦都讓亞比米勒那裡全家沒有兒子生的。
And even at that time, it causes Abimelech that the whole family was not able to bear a child.
所以在我們理性分析的思維裡面， 應該在情在理， 撒拉是一個很有信心的人才對。
So it is reasonable to let us believe that Sarah should be someone who has lots of faith.
講她的事會很多， 但這不是我今天想講的主題。
This is not what I want to concentrate on today.
有機會你可以聽很多關於撒拉的生命，會有很多的參考，圖書館希望大家多多使用。
There are a lot of references that talk about Sarah.
但問題就是說，在這樣的情形之下，她仍然是對神要她生兒子這件事是值得懷疑的事。
Even with all she had went through with God, she is still doubting what God has told her.
就在這裡就讓我們要想到，原來人的信心不一定可以成就神的義。
And help us to realize that it is not by our faith that can accomplish God's righteousness.
因為我們的信心是經過過去經驗和知識 累積下來，我們就有這個信心。其實這個信心，人的信心就是自信心。
A lot of times when we say we have faith, it all comes from our experience and our knowledge, but a lot of us come from ourselves.
所以我們人的信心是自以為有的信心。
And when we say we have faith, a lot of times we think that we possess the faith.
我所以參加慕道班6個月了，我應該有資格可以受浸加入教會了。
I have joined the believers class for 6 months. I ought to be able to be baptized.
我讀聖經這個Lifeway的主學已經讀了三輪了，應該是30年了，我應該很有信心了。
I went through the Lifeway Sunday School series for over 30 years, and I ought to be a man or woman of faith.
我們牧會牧會了30年了，我應該很有信心可以牧養任何一間教會了。
I have pastored a church for over 30 years, and I ought to have faith to lead any church in this world.
往往這種信心反而讓自己絆倒了。
A lot of times, this is exactly the kind of faith that causes us to stumble.
真正的信心是信靠可以依賴的神。
The true faith is that we put totally our faith in the hands of God.
就是將我們所謂有的自信心都降服在耶穌基督的面前。
It's to surrender the kind of faith that we thought we have before our God.
全心全意去信靠神。
And wholeheartedly, we want to trust God.
所以这个信心和依赖神刚好是一个相反的词句。
So having faith and trusting God, it seems like is opposite?
Opposite. 為什麼會這樣呢? 我們看回希伯來是怎樣看。
And why do we say that? Let's look at Hebrew.
希伯來書說， 因著信連撒拉自己雖然過了生育的歲數， 還能懷孕， 因他以為， 記住以為， 那應許他的是可信的。
And Hebrew 11:11 says that, and by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise.
这个英文的信, 个 faith 信就系指头先人嗰种嘅信心，因为佢观察，佢都睇见啦。
This faith here is talking about the faith of men because what they have seen。
但系呢个可信咧，系讲到神系一个值得可信赖嘅。
But when we say that faithful, meaning that God is someone that we can trust。
你净系睇十一章十一节咧，系唔够嘅。
If you read chapter 11, verse 11 by itself, it's not enough.
你要长成本希伯来书读。
You need to read the entire book of Hebrews.
而十一章第一节讲得好清楚。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is very clear.
就系信系未见到发生嘅事之前，我已经系深深嘅相信佢会发生嘅。
And it says that faith is something that without looking, without knowing, but yet you totally trust it.
我跳得很快，可能希望大家再或者写一写，或者回去再听一听。这个信心原来不是从撒拉出来的。
This faith did not originate from Sarah.
因为任何人都不可能看见一个未发生的事情，能够相信它会发生。
Because no one will be able to believe something that has never happened before.
因为以前的经验、以前的知识、以前的数据都不可能能够有这个90岁仍然可以生到仔。
Because based on past history, no one in the age of 90 will be able to bear a child.
所以显然这个信心是非常之紧要，但这个信心不是从撒拉出来，而是神赐给他的信心。
This faith is very important. It does not originate from Sarah. It came from God.
而只有神赐给他的信心，他才能够捉住这个信心，继续的坚持等生这个仔，是要一年的时间，是这样等这个仔出生。
And while she was waiting throughout that year, that it is, she is holding on to the faith that God have put to her.
所以属灵的恩赐里面，其中有一个恩赐，你知不知道是什么？
So what is one of the spiritual gifts?
其中一个就是信心。
And one of them is faith.
原来信心是必须由神赐给我们的。
And turns out that faith is granted only by God.
我们之所以能够信耶稣，不是因为你读完圣经你就可以信耶稣。
And when we choose to believe Jesus, it's not because that you have finished reading the Bible, you choose to believe.
而是神透过圣灵赐给你这个信心，让你能够回应这个信仰。
And it is God, through the Holy Spirit, granted us this faith so that we will respond to His words.
而你看那个加拉太书六章圣灵的果子，其中一个果子是什么？
And if you look at Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit, what is one of them?
Faithfulness, 信实。
Faithfulness.
这个信心的果子就是你在神的面前得到这个信心，你继续持守这个信仰所得到的果子。
And it is because that you have received this faith from God that you will be faithful to Him.
所以可能你以前都没有这个经历。
And maybe you did not have this kind of experience in the past.
但是圣灵感动了你。
But the Holy Spirit touched you.
让你接受了主耶稣。
That you choose to receive Jesus.
成为基督的门徒。
That you become a disciple of Christ.
在你度过这个人生的过渡上。
And in during this life.
神赐给你因为你愿意这样跟随主耶稣而得到这个圣灵的果子，就是这个信心的果子。
Because you're willing to follow Jesus, you receive the fruit of the Spirit.
我讲我三长话短说下，我只是想分享一下我上个月上去年。我得到教会的准许，我可以过一个安息年，即是四个月的假期。
And last year, because of church approval, that I was able to have a sabbatical for 4 months.
我有机会参加 一個教牧同工嘅聯會。
I was able to attend a pastoral meeting gathering.
咁呢個聯係喺北加州。
It's in Northern California.
咁咧喺註冊嘅時候咧，就有一個人咧拍下膊頭同我打招呼。
And during registration, somebody tap on my shoulder and say hi to me.
咁我連轉身一睇，哇！大吃一驚。
So when I turned around, I was shocked.
因為呢個人咧係來自東岸嘅一位30年冇見嘅一位弟兄。
And it's somebody from the East Coast that I haven't seen for 30 years.
我牧會嘅期間，佢只不過係一個博士後嘅研究生。
And when I was a pastor, he was a PhD student at the time.
咁佢喺我牧養教會嘅時間咧，佢每個禮拜五都會參加我帶嘅查經班。
And he was attending the Bible study that which I led in the past.
咁我嚟咗加州都30年，所以我已經冇再見過佢。
I've been in California for over 30 years, and I haven't seen him since then.
我吃驚嘅原因就係因為呢個會咧係牧師一齊開嘅會。
The reason I was shocked is because this seminar was for pastors.
咁你點解會出現喺呢個牧師嘅開會裏邊咧？
Well, how come you are here?
咁我哋一段相聚嘅時間，終於咧就係佢講出佢嘅原因。
So he explained to me the reason.
佢就話。梁牧師，因為30年前你喺我哋教會短暫嘅時間，我參加咗你嘅查經班。
So Pastor Leung, in the past 30 years ago, and during a short period of time that you were leaving our church, I attend your Bible study.
因為你嘅帶領，我留喺嗰間教會服侍咗30年。
Because of your leading in that church, I stayed behind in that church and served for 30 years.
並且一路翻工，一路讀神學。
Because I was, and then I went to work, but at the same time I went to seminary.
終於咧，教會聘請我成為佢哋嘅牧師。
And then the church later on hired me as their pastor.
我今日能夠參加呢個教牧同工會，就係因為我以代表教會牧師嘅身份嚟參加。
And I came to this seminar as on behalf of our church.
並且咧，我睇名單裏邊咧，我知道梁牧師你會參加。
And I look at the name list, I know that Pastor Leung, you will be there.
所以佢特登從波士摩飛到嚟聖何塞，特登係揾我。
So he flew from Baltimore to San Jose to seek me out.
並且帶咗佢太太特登煮嘅年糕要請我食。
And he brought along the famous dessert that his wife made.
嗰晚黑我喺宿喺酒店房裏面，我喊咗一輪。
So I was crying in the hotel that night.
因為嗰3年半喺波提摩嘅牧養嘅工作裏邊。
Then those 3.5 years when I was pastoring in Baltimore.
我發夢都諗唔到，佢裏邊會出一位牧師嚟到牧養我以前所愛嘅教會。
I could not believe that someone will actually rise up to in that church to lead that church.
佢係喺 NIH， 即係國 NIH National Institute of Health， 即係 NIH 係應該係國家衛生局係嘛？在那裡做 postdoc， 薪水很高，而且非常精明的一個科學家。
He is a very talented scientist. He worked in NIH as a chief doctor.
他是有絕對的理由做大職侍奉，不需要全職做牧師。
He has all the reasons to serve the church and also work at a secular job at the same time.
所以在神的里面是没有难成的事。
So, in God's eye, nothing is impossible.
我们觉得可能今天在这一处 要辦一個見證的會，星期六去舉行。
And perhaps we think that on Saturday we are having a testimony meeting.
究竟我哋一班已經抱緊孫嘅弟兄姊妹，能唔能夠帶到新朋友嚟參加咧
？We are thinking that all these, all of us, a lot of us has already have grandkids. Are we able to bring new people into this event?
或者我哋信主幾十年啦，我哋身邊嘅人多個都係基督徒啦。
Or perhaps we think that we already have been a Christians for many, many years, and people around us are already Christians.
咁我哋仲有咩朋友係未信嘅咧
？Do we even have any friends who are non-believers?
所以我哋可以用撒拉嘅思維去睇教會一啲嘅事幹。
So perhaps we can make use of the way that Sarah thought to look at what's happening.
但經過去年這件事，我更加有信心，不是因為我識，而是因為神在我裡面。
And because of what happened in the past years, I know that it is not because that's something that I know, but it is because God can.
我相信神會帶領大家。
I believe God will lead you all.
無論你帶不帶朋友來。
Whether you bring people or not.
我只是相信這件事一定會成就。
And I believe that this will be accomplished.
神一定会使用这次的聚会。
God will make use of this event.
这个信心不是我的经验，而是从神所赏赐的。
This faith does not come from me, but it is all because it is from God.
我们同作门徒。
We
是我们今年的口号。
We want to be discipled together.
我单独同神喺埋一齐做门徒好容易。
It is easy for us to be disciple by myself.
但系一齐做门徒咧，就唔系咁容易。
But when we want to be disciple together, it is not as easy.
但系记住，在神点啊，没有难成的事。
But we know that nothing is impossible for God.
一个妈妈最开心嘅就系仔女中意食自己嘅饭。
The parents, the most joyful thing for a mom is that the children really like their cooking.
但是如果你的仔或者个女煮的饭同你一模一样，让你的孙都喜欢食你的仔女的饭，得唔得
？But if your children are able to cook as well as you, and then your grandkids will like.Your children's cooking, that would be even more wonderful.
在人不能。
In man's, things are not possible.
就是在神，凡事都能。
But in God, everything is possible.
所以我们求神带领我们。
We pray that God will lead us.
带着欢笑迎接神的祝福。
That we will welcome the blessings with a joyful heart.
同樣的，我過去這十年的牧養的教的經驗裡面。
In the same way, during my 10-year experience in pastoring,
不是用我20年的漢家本領搬下來COC搞起間教堂。
It is not by my experience at what I have learned in the past 20 years ago,
而是教導弟兄姊妹都能夠成為將來成為一個牧養教會的牧師。
And to teach, hopefully, brothers and sisters, you will be someday be discipling others.
難不難啊?
Is it difficult?
不難，因為在神沒有難成事。
Not difficult because nothing is impossible for God.
讓我們一起祈禱。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，求你恩典臨到我們。
Heavenly Father God, pray that you will bless us.
赐我们信心。
Give us faith.
让我们不再靠自己的聪明。
That we will no longer rely on our knowing.
乃依靠耶和华成就大事。
That we will truly only rely on Jehovah that to be accomplished everything.
奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen.